on. That was scary. Well, welcome home. Don't give me that look. You know you love my company. Hey, look at me when I'm speaking to you. Do you think that just because I'm a ghost, I don't have feelings? You should be thankful I'm the one haunting your place. Could have been a banshee or a wraith or something. But instead, you got a friendly girl who's basically the same age as you. Well, the same age when... never mind. Oh my god, are you seriously watching porn right now? Again? So you're gonna ignore me for that? You know all of these videos are fake. I mean, look at that girl. She's so clearly not into it. And she has no idea how to give a handjob. I'd show you, but I'm kind of ethereal, you know? Oh, did that pique your interest? You ignore me for days, and the one time you do acknowledge me is when I mention handjobs. You are such a fucking pervert. But yeah, I do give a pretty mean handjob. I'd tell you more about it, but it seems like you just want to watch your porn and ignore me, so... Oh, you actually turned it off. So you do want to talk to me. Good boy. Oh, you like being called that, don't you? I knew it. I knew you were that type of boy the minute I saw you. Now come here. Sit down. Take off your pants. What? You heard me. Take them off. Good boy. Following my instructions already. Perhaps we'll make something out of you yet. Oh, is someone starting to get a little excited? Look at that. Your cock is getting hard and I haven't even done anything to you. So let me just roll up my sleeves and... Okay, see my hand? Now, obviously I can't actually touch your cock because I'm a ghost. See? Goes right through. But here's what I want you to do. I'm going to sit here right next to you, and I'm going to stroke your cock with my hand, just like this. And I want you to stroke yourself as I stroke you. Can you do that for me? Just touch yourself over my hand. Good boy. You know, if you imagine hard enough, you might actually just feel something. Ghosts and reality are a tricky combination. Some ghosts can't touch anything at all. But others, like poltergeists, can touch anything they want. Keep stroking. Keep watching my hand glide all over that cock. I know how to work boys like you, and I know how much you crave a girl's lubed-up fingers sliding up and down your hard shaft, teasing the tip, touching you in all the right ways. Yeah, that's right. Stroke that cock for me. Oh, that's a good boy. I can see you staring at my tits. They're nice, aren't they? You've been staring at them ever since you met me, fucking pervert. That's it. Just keep watching my hand stroke you up and down. Up and down. I bet if I were a real girl, you'd be shooting all over my hand already. You'd be spurting and coming like a broken toy. Oh, did that excite you? The thought of shooting that hot cum all over my fingers? Well, stop. Oh, my poor boy. I know how much you want to touch it. It's so swollen, and it's standing straight up, just begging for my touch. But I'm in charge here. I get to decide when you can touch and when you can't. Got it? Good boy. Now, let's touch you again. Oh, that's my good boy. That's my poor, desperate little thing. I'm just gonna keep stroking your cock like this, okay? But now, I also want to play with your butt, and you're gonna let me. You can do it however you want. Use your fingers, use a toy, anything that gets you there. But me? You see this finger? This finger is going all the way in. Mm-hmm. I'd advise you to take a deep breath and... Oh, judging by that reaction, you like this. You look like you can't even speak right now. You poor naughty boy. I would have thought you could handle just one finger, but look at you. You're just squirming and clenching down all around it. Keep touching yourself while you watch what I'm doing to you. Keep stroking that cock and keep playing with that sensitive little butthole of yours. Oh, look at how you're just convulsing in my hands. And look at all that pre-cum. Such a shameless, horny boy. Does someone want to come? Do you want to shoot it all out? Well, faster then. Stroke yourself faster. Show me how much you want it. Oh, are we getting closer? Are we about to pop? Stop. I said stop. Hands off. And stop thrusting your hips into the air. It's pathetic. Good boy. Now, start again. Same thing as before. In case I haven't made myself clear, I get to decide when you come, and if you come. If you want to shoot that hot load for me, then you're going to have to beg for it, sweetheart. That's right. Beg for me. And keep your eyes open. I want to see them. I want to see what happens to you when I stroke you up and down, in and out. Can you feel my fingers touching every spot that you like? All over your shaft, your tip, and your prostate. Just poking, prodding, teasing. Oh, that's my good boy. Feels good, doesn't it? Oh, I know, I know. It feels incredible. But remember, if you want to come, you have to beg for it. But you do have to be sincere. I can also just edge you for hours. Every time you're about to come, I can just take my hand away and laugh as you writhe and buck for my slightest touch. Would you like that instead? No. Or I can keep stroking you and fingering you until you come your brains out for me. It's up to you. Please, may I come, mistress. Say it. Oh, that's better, but not quite convincing. I expect more from a quivering, horny little mess. Please let your toy come all over your fingers, mistress. Say that. Oh, good boy. I liked that. Let's see. One more. Please, mistress, your pathetic fuck toy needs to shoot his hot load all over your hand. Oh, all right. I'm gonna let you shoot now, okay? Come on. Come for me. Shoot your big fucking load all over my hands. Oh, good boy. Oh, that's a very good boy. Oh, what a nice big load you shot for me. That must have felt really good, didn't it? Getting to empty out those big aching balls. And now what do we say? Thank you, mistress. Good boy, and you're very welcome. Now, wasn't that better than just sitting around and watching porn? I thought so. Like I said, you really lucked out with me. Be very grateful that the ghost haunting your place is me and not some evil, angry spirit. But do be careful. Get on the wrong side of me and... Oh, I might as well just tell you. I'm not exactly a good ghost. What do I mean? You just don't get it, do you?